K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University on this early Monday evening, May 5th, 2025, on this Monday evening. Thank you for tuning into this episode. This will come out right away, so be out and look out for this. This is an update from the NCAA Regional in Nicholasville, Kentucky. This is the AKA Lexington Regional. That's where K-State Women's Golf is trying to advance to the national championship round in 2 weeks. Well, they're off to a good start. They're tied for second currently after day one of the NCAA Regional in Nicholasville, Kentucky. 8 under as it sits right now as they're tied for second. So one, they're in transfer position. Yes, I know it's after day one, but K-State Women's Golf, led by head coach Stu Burt, Carla Bernat, and Sophie Burt, right now in the transfer spot after day one. What a start for K-State Women's Golf there. Let me see. And of course, K-State, they're, for those that don't know, K-State Women's Golf entering into this regional seated fifth. So they're right there, right where they needed to be. And we named it the four seeds. We go back to the preview pod that I did last week. If y'all new to the podcast, of course, Pearl Project Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast there. So again, coming into this thing, K-State had a on paper an outside, but a good chance to get in. Right now, they're off to a good start after day one. Stu Burt did speak to one of the media members after the first day out there in Nicholasville, Kentucky. I've never heard of that city. But anyways, quote, although we stumbled a little bit over the starting line, the ladies kept their composure and fought right to the end of the round. Then Coach Burke says there, actually here, let me see. No, let me finish this quote here. Say, quote, finish with Stu Burke here. Quote, this format is a marathon, not a sprint. And you really can, you can really play your way out in that first round. Tomorrow is a moving day, where we hope to close the gap on the team ahead of us and pull away from those behind us. However, we will be focused on the task at hand, which is posting a great second round score to put us in position for a final round. That's what it's all about. Again, I just got done with the marathon a couple weeks ago here in Olathe again. And now I am starting to prepare for the Metro Mile. Y'all going to be hearing about a lot about that between the two podcasts. Especially the other one, the EG3 podcast. We're going to be really kind of launching that a little bit. Again, I feel like that is my strength, or marathon is not my strength right now. But again, it's true. It's not a sprint. Well, it's not. It's a marathon. These type of championship rounds, it's not a marathon. Well, now I'm all screwed up on this Monday. But it's a marathon, not a sprint. These type of championship meets, you got to take your time there as well. Coach Burke, spot on. He knows what his team has to do there, and this is a good start for the team. And remember, you got to go back to the Big 12 championship tournament a couple weeks ago. This team kind of struggled out of the gate. They were off to a good start, but not like this. And then they really struggled in round two, and then they really charged in the final round. Of course, we all know what happened then. Sophie Burke came on strong in the day two on to win the individual championship, and K-State finished just outside the top four there, clinch their way into this regional. So this is a good start for them. I believe tomorrow's going to be crucial. Set yourself up. Do not lose ground. And yeah, he's spot on with that. There's nothing really about to follow with that. I mean, you got to try. You're off to a good start. You try to put a little distance on those teams behind you. And then really try to really set yourself up for that final round. That's the key. But right now, you just got to look at it. This is a successful first round. And you don't want to throw it all away tomorrow. You do not want to throw it all away there as well. Kansas State, right now, after day one of the NCAA Regional in Nicholasville, Kentucky, the NCAA Regional, Lexington Regional, First round score, 288. This was their best ever score in NCAA regional play. 9 shots better than the 297 that they put together in the second round. And the last time they were in a regional, K-State Women's Golf, you got to go back almost 10 years ago, back in 2016, the Athens Regional there. That's the last time they put something up like that in. This is huge right now for this team, obviously. Again, if you guys are new to the podcast, okay, here's the situation, right? This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Monday early evening here in Kansas City, Missouri, for this Kansas State sports podcast. All right, so for those of you who don't know, let's continue to paint this picture. Those that don't know, it is the first four teams who finish after these three rounds and a non-team individual from the non-transfer spot, from the non-transfer teams, or from the transfer spots, will go to the NCAA National Championships in 2 weeks. That's what you're looking at. So K-State is in position right now after day one. So let's hope, let's just pray and hope that the momentum continues into tomorrow and they can, at worst, keep themselves in that position, or better yet, try to, again, like Coach Stu said, try to get themselves closer to the front of the pack there as well. Right now, K-State, looking at this board here, locked up with Georgia Southern for second, and Florida State is leading. And Florida State came in as the number one seed in this regional here in Lexington there as well. So right now, it's by seven shots right now, Florida State. Then USC is one shot back of the Wildcats right now. USC, number two. So you're already ahead of somebody that was kind of ahead of you going into this tournament. So this got good right there. And then, let me see here, one shot of Wildcats there. And then the Trojans right now. Yeah, Trojans. Wait a second here. The Trojans. Yeah, three shots clear of the fifth place team. That's TCU. TCU, Big 12 neighbor of K-State, came in as the number three seed. So already, and this is actually for not only for K-State, for Georgia Southern as well, outside of the top four coming in here, you're taking the spots away. But again, there's a long way to go. And golf, woo! Golf is a crazy. Baseball is crazy. Ooh, golf is even weirder. So again, you don't want to get your hopes too high there as well. So we'll see what happens there as well. But the play of Noah Van Beek continues to be solid. Again, you got, this is the momentum that she brought over to the in the final round, and that's one of the keys why K-State made that run that she did, that they did, because if somebody else has to, if K-State has any chance to get to the national championship round, to the national championship meet, I know, it's track talk, sorry. Like I said, I'm too geeked up. I'm still geeked up right now. As I'll be preparing for my championship meet. Championship mile championships here in Kansas City. And again, we're talking about a lot about that coming up. If you're a track geek like me, woo-hoo, you might just go ahead and subscribe right now. But yeah, Noah Van Beek had a great round, the final round, and she comes over here and leading the team. Carla Bernat is right behind here, the number one, the leader of this team right now. Let me see. They each score, looks like, two under par 70 there as well. I don't want to get into any history right now. Noah Van Beek from the Netherlands. We even par him for our first nine holes before birdies on 2, 4, 5, and 7 to put her at 8 under. Well, actually, the producer, 8 under par round this year. Bernat birdied 1, 5, 7, and 8 there. And yet another under par round for Carla Bernat. Of course, K-State is led by her and Zoe Bird as well. But if Noah Van Beek continues this play, K-State's going to be really tough out there. Alika Navarro, bogey free, 2 under par. Nanami Nakashima right now, the freshman, 1 under par. Zoe Bird, off to another slow start. It's high for 57th right now, 8 over. A very slow start there as well. And again, K-State will resume the NCAA of Lexington Regional tomorrow morning at 8 Eastern, at 7 Central. So this will come out tonight ahead of that. So we'll definitely keep all eyes right now. And luckily, baseball is not until the end of the week. So there's that. But yeah, K-State wants golf right now, the center of attention right now, and they're tied for second with Georgia Southern after they run in the transfer position right now in the NCAA Lexington Regional. Again, a lot of golf yet to be had. So again, you gotta celebrate the little victories and come right back tomorrow. Hopefully K-State can, like I said, at least at worst, stay in draft position. That's what you're looking for. You don't want to play yourself out of it. Out of it there. Fifth is not going to cut it here. Fifth is not going to cut it. You need to be in the top four to advance into the big championship stage there as well. So you need, and going back to Sony Burt real quick. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're going to need better. I know Noah Van Beek right now is on a heater, but Sony Burt, I expect more from her. So hopefully tomorrow is going to be better. Hopefully she'll heat up like she did in the Big 12s because, again, her play can turn around a little bit. K-State can move forward there as well. So Nakashima did well in this round as well. So there's some hope right there along Lincoln Navarro as well. So a lot of these players stepping up when number two, number one does not have their best day or don't have it for that day as well. But the main thing after round one, K-State tied for second right now with Georgia Southern and K-State, again, the fifth seed coming in this NCAA regional. In that spot right now, eight under. The team is eight under after day one of competition in the NCAA regional in Lexington, which is in, let's say it again, because they're not exactly in Lexington, Kentucky. They're in what? Nicholasville, Kentucky. That's what a K-State Women's golf team is. And we'll see what cards unfold for the K-State team tomorrow morning. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Where a podcast is found free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Again, I would advise you, go hit the subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time we upload content daily, including the weekends. Y'all be first to know about it. And later on, here in a little while, me and Alex will get together to record a new, fresh, bonus episode of the Pearl Project Podcast over on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. And, of course, tell one Kansas State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this update. NCAA Tournament Regional episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports. Kansas State Women's Golf. Tied for second after day one of the Lexington Regional. Alex Aiden, Sydney, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports.